break out. Heaven come down. FM 90.3 WJTL, Luke Helbron, The Spirit Breakout. Good morning to you. 7:19 on a Thursday morning. Intern Abby and Fred hanging out with you this morning.
Good morning. Intern Abby here with your weather. Today is going to be sunny with a high of 76 degrees. It is getting lighter outside, but the moon is still very bright and big and
beautiful.
Yeah. Yep. Tonight is going to be partly cloudy, chance of showers, low of 53 degrees. Friday, partly cloudy, slight chance of showers, high of 67. Saturday, partly sunny, slight chance of showers with the high of 62. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 64. It is currently 49 degrees here in Manheim.
Our very special guest this morning, Director of Advancement with Mount Hope Nazarene Retirement Community, Chris Wilson. Good morning again, Chris.
Hi, Fred and Abby. It's great to be back with you all.
Yeah, so great to have you here. You told us about how Mount Hope is not the winery and Manheim's best kept secret. Tell us a little bit more about it.
For sure. Yes. Just to recap. So we are a 50-bed skilled nursing facility and rehab center tucked away in that beautiful farmland of Raffo Township. And we have a wonderful, wonderful mission at the core of what we do, where we provide affordable, quality care in a Christ-like environment and setting for seniors and the disabled aging population. So our staff and dynamic team of interdisciplinary, caregivers at Mount Hope have it at their core to really just offer that warm care. And it's so small, it lends itself to that warm, nice family feel that you'll get up at Mount Hope. And so, yeah, the one thing that sets us apart, you know, our sweet spot, if you will, our unique niche in the county, is we accept applicants regardless of their ability to pay for the cost of that care. So those are seniors on very low incomes or fixed incomes that may not have the funds to be able to, you know, go into a facility, a retirement community nursing care for the last, section of their life.
And because of that, you come to the community and to our listeners and say, how can you help us make this affordable?
Absolutely. We have some wonderful, exciting news that is going on over there in Mount Hope, too. We are a 5-star facility, which is the highest recognition that you can get for a facility such as ours. That's from the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid, based on the care, the type of care that we provide. We're recognized by that. So we have been around for a long time, 50 plus years. We celebrated our 50th anniversary back in 2019, summer of 2019.
Right.
We decided to kick that off and launch a capital campaign. From 1969 till now, Mount Hope is aging.
Yes, right.
We all are.
Sure.
So it's an aging facility. It's got a couple fun little things that need looked at. So we kicked off a capital campaign. We're ready to go. And then, as most of us know, COVID reared its ugly head here in, March of 2020, and things shifted a little bit. Fundraising had to get a little creative. But the amazing dynamic thing that I'm so excited to share about, even in the midst of all of that, since we launched that capital campaign, we have raised just over $600,000.
Wow, that's great.
Which is amazing. And the first step of our capital campaign was we tackled room renovation, the resident rooms. We have 29 of them, and they needed some tender, loving care. They need some upgrades and renovations. Just the other week, we completed all 29 rooms.
Wow, congratulations.
They look fabulous. It's such a gift for our seniors to have just a beautiful room.
Sure.
That's their home.
Yeah.
That is their home.
Right.
So we wanted to beautify that. So next on the horizon of renovations, with an aging building, you start one thing and then you find another and another.
Right.
We have resident common areas, like our two lounges. We have a dining hall. We have our nurses' station. And we have parking lot upgrades and renovations. So we're excited to keep moving on that. Our goal for the capital campaign is $1 million.
Wow.
So it's not, we're on the other side of that. We're less than halfway, to go yet.
Sure.
So that's super exciting. But yeah, lots of ways to plug in. I mean, obviously volunteering, with the state mandates and regulations, with COVID here, it has to look a little creative, but there are lots of ways to volunteer and be in touch and really uphold our seniors. They can be in touch with me, through the website.
Right.
But the extra give is coming up. You know, we're all around that here in November 19th. That's, you know, less than 4 weeks away.
I know,
Mountain
right?
Hope is a part of that with a lot of other wonderful organizations as well. But, you know, here's my little plug for Mountain Hope. Hop on that Extra Gift site and check us out.
Sure. Yeah, that's great. A lot of opportunities. Go to mounthopenazarene.org. Is there opportunities you can give right from the website right there?
There would be probably a better connection would be just to email me directly. My email is on there, advancement at Mount Hope. I have my cell phone is on there too, the 717-682-8026. You can feel free to be in touch. Volunteer opportunities look, like I said, a little bit different now just because, you know, we are a long-term care facility. Our population is seniors, the most vulnerable and at risk, but they're the ones that we certainly need to be remembering and upholding at this time for them. So yeah, lots of different ways to plug in. Prayer support. Prayer support is huge.
Huge.
And we're so grateful for the community. I do want to say this particular community, I mean, there's a reason that Mount Hope is still here.
Right.
And a big shout out and plug into a lot of our businesses in the county, especially Mannheim and broader, have just really stepped in and joined us. And that is an amazing thing that doesn't always happen a lot of different places in the country.
That's
so
true.
We're really blessed here.
We are very much. Check it out online. Get involved. MountHopeNazarene.org. The Mount is MT. MountHopeNazarene.org. Chris, it was a delight to have you here today. Thank you so much for visiting. I know you've
been
a long-time listener.
I have. It's like going to show my age because, you know, like mid-80s maybe.
Nice.
Woohoo. Yeah, WJTL is great. You serve a great population.
Great to have you here.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Back to the music we go. This is Finding Favor, Cast My Cares on WJTL. Hey, good morning.